County Administrator Janice Gilley made the announcement to the County Commission during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting.
I did notify you all this morning that unfortunately I have accepted Director Rogers' resignation. We've discussed with you the situation for his resignation. I'm very sad to accept that. He's available for questions or conversations if you all would like to visit with him.
Rogers did not return calls seeking an interview for this story, but in a written statement provided by Gilley, he cited a significant medical event in his immediate family that occurred around the time he began work here in June.
He has notified the public safety departments, and we've notified the directors.
Of course, I was sad to hear that news. I think he's been a wonderful addition to the public safety, and of course, wish him the best of luck with everything, but look forward to still talking with him over the next few weeks.
The actual last day for Rogers has yet to be determined. Gilley says that remains under negotiation, while other plans are being put into place.
We have, in the meantime, discussed with Mr. Gilmore, who is the emergency manager, to sit as the interim upon Mr. Rogers' departure. And I've also asked Debbie Bowers and Wes Marino. They will be spending time at public safety as well.
At this time, Jason Rogers is involved with the investigation into the October blaze at MedPro Solutions on University Parkway, which killed one person, along with the search for a new chief for Escambia County Fire Rescue.
They have not been concluded. He does have a couple of more interviews to do in terms of the fire investigation. I believe they have 30-something interviews this week related to the fire chief, and they're hoping to get that narrowed down to the ones that we would bring in for in-person interviews and things like that.
In just 6 months, Rogers has had a full plate, including the coronavirus pandemic, Hurricane Sally, which was the most intense storm to make landfall here since Hurricane Ivan, and a trial set for January involving four ex-emergency medical services officials who are charged with falsifying training documents. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.